More than 1,400 black women signed letter of dismay blasting Democrats for not supporting President Joe Biden. By Amy Furr on July 19, 2024. Over 1,400 black women and allies are showing their support for President Joe Biden, D, as Democrats have been pushing him to step out of the race. In a letter that was issued on Thursday, the group also voiced support for Vice President Kamala Harris, according to The Hill. The letter is signed by black powerhouses like Carol Moseley Braun, the first African-American woman elected to the Senate, the outlet said, continuing, Keisha Lance Bottoms, former senior advisor to Biden and former mayor of Atlanta, and Melanie Campbell, chair of the Power of the Ballot Action Fund. The document opens with Dear Democratic Party leadership, then goes on to say that the undersigned were writing to share our deep concern and dismay at the lack of unity being displayed by some of our elected Democrats and Democratic Party leadership, who are not standing firmly and resolutely for the re-election of President Joseph Biden and his running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris. The Biden-Harris administration is running on a solid record of historic legislative accomplishments and a commitment to finish their agenda to improve the lives of all Americans, protect our rights, freedoms, and democracy. Further, we believe it is unfair and disruptive to judge President Biden for having a bad 90-minute debate performance against a serial liar who wants to destroy our democracy and be a dictator-in-chief. The Hill noted that Democrats have been calling for Biden to step out of the race after his terrible debate performance with former President Donald Trump, who survived an assassination attempt while speaking at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, has reportedly told Biden to remove himself from the race, and his office has not denied the claim, according to a recent Breitbart News article. In addition, reports suggest Biden will step out of the race in the next few days and may endorse Harris or allow an open convention to name a nominee, the outlet reported Thursday. The White House, however, has denied those reports. The president's family has also reportedly remained stalwart in their support for him to stay in the race, while other close advisors have told the president that the race against Donald Trump remains competitive despite what the polls have said, the article noted. Former President Donald Trump plowed through the record for the longest ever nomination acceptance speech on Thursday night during the Republican National Convention, delivering his remarks for 92 minutes, according to Breitbart News. The contrast to President Joe Biden was implicit, but clear, with aides suggesting Biden is only at his prime from the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and with Biden publicly pledging to go to bed earlier. Trump showed his stamina, Breitbart News's Joel B. Polak wrote.